Good evening and welcome to another episode of Bubba's Garage. I hope you guys are having a fabulous day. If you're listening or watching the replay, feel free to join us live each and every Friday at 6 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time on both YouTube and Facebook if you want to join on the conversation. And guys, honestly, if you would really like to be a special guest, and we'd love for you to be a special guest right here on Bubba's Garage, please reach out on our website at bubbasgarage.tv. Reach out to me directly. And honestly, if you have a topic that you would like to cover right here on Bubba's Garage, I would love to hear those as well. Today, we're talking about something. Babe, what are we talking about today?
Today, we're talking Jeep mods. Your favorite mods, your worst mods, just talking about mods today.
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, if it wasn't for the bank account, I'd probably do a lot more Jeep mods each and every day. But, you know, we kind of have to limit that a little bit, right? So we've done a lot of things right here on Bubba's Garage. Some, you know, great, some not so great. Some things pan out really well, and some we curse like you wouldn't believe, but we leave that stuff out of our videos because it's not kid appropriate. So we try to be as kid appropriate as possible. So first up, what I'd like to do is I want to ask you, Beth, what was your first Jeep mod? First Jeep mod.
My first Jeep mod was actually putting in my backup camera on my brand new 2016 Jeep Wrangler that ended up being taken apart in our driveway less than 24 hours after it was purchased so that we could install the camera for that backup camera.
Yeah, you know, I remember doing that. And guys, keep in mind, this is a Jeep Wrangler JKU four-door. It's the 2016 Black Bear that Bobby has, and she had the 430N. It was a 430N radio, right? And we fabricated a bracket. We put on a backup camera on that thing. We set it up. We did it really nice. But the trick is you got to take the car into the dealership, and you got to have them unlock the backup camera on the 430N. And, that didn't go so well. I had to wire it in with the plug-in adapter so they can power the camera to show them that it would work. And they didn't even know, they had no clue that you could unlock the backup camera on that unit. And it's the same unit they put the Cherokees and all that kind of stuff at the time. That was a really good mod. And, tell us how it's panned out today.
Oh, I love it. I use it every day. That was one of the mods that I really wanted to have. It was right there at the top of my list, and it was something that we could easily do, well, we thought we could easily do, and knock that one off my list. But yeah, I couldn't be happier with it. I love it.
Yeah, you came from it was like an Edge, right? A fully loaded Edge, had the backup camera in it, the whole nine yards. You were kind of used to that. If I recall, you're right. I do remember that. That was kind of like your first, hey, this has to happen or I ain't going to like a Jeep. But, you know, you actually liked Jeeps after our big Ben trip back in
2015.
See, time flies when you're staying at home all day. So that was a pretty cool mod. One of the first mods that we actually did on the 2015 Jeep Wrangler Altitude was the OR Fab tire carrier. But that didn't pan out too well for you, did it?
Oh man, my heart was sinking just about every step of that installation, all the way from drilling in through the tail light section, drilling a hole in the back door area. It was just, I did not like installing that at all.
Well, let us not forget, though. Yeah, so you're right. I mean, we had to drill a big 3/4 inch or a 1 inch hole in the back of the Jeep, and it hadn't even had 2 miles on it from the dealership. I think there's another thing that happened in that. We modified the OR Fab tire carrier to put an over the tire carrier, you know, one of those swing out baskets and things like that, that you kind of swing out and you turn around and you put stuff on top of it. Well, while it was getting painted, I think we got this on video. I think we got this on one of our videos.
We did, actually. And if you haven't seen that video, we need to put a link on Facebook or something so people can go back and watch that.
Yeah, well, let's just say the tire carrier was dry, it was drying out back, and then we brought it into the garage. And when we did, it was hanging from the ceiling, and Bobby hit her head on it. Blood went everywhere. She was hurt for a little while. So, but nonetheless, that was a first mod on the 2015 Jeep Wrangler Altitude Edition. I am Vega 23 says, what do you guys think about the Alpine X409? Yeah, I have no clue. Honestly, I need to look that one up. We did install the I209 Alpine, X409. I haven't checked it out actually. So it looks very similar to the I-209. I'm really curious to see what the upgrades are. I am Vega 23. I'll have to do a little bit of digging around on it, but it looks like it's specifically designed for the Jeep Wrangler JL. So I can't really talk about that specific model, but what I can say is I'm bleeping this out. Love my I-209 in the 2017 Jeep Wrangler Winter Edition.
So much so he wants me to get one for mine.
Yeah, I get in her car and she's, keep in mind, she's got the DDX 9703S. We installed that a few years ago. We did that same install on the 2015 Altitude as well. It's a nice unit, don't get me wrong, but man, that, it's tiny. That I-209 is like in your face. I mean, it's like a 9-inch. And
the buttons on that are so small compared to the I-209. I mean, it's a much smaller unit.
Yeah. So I'm sorry, I can't give you a lot of information specifically on the 409. I suspect it's probably going to have a very similar build quality, etc. But it looks like it might be designed for the JLs and the Jeep Gladiator. I'd be really curious if it has Wi-Fi in it or not. I don't know. I'll do some digging on that for sure. Definitely check base a little bit later. It does say it has a 9-inch screen. So that's huge. And man, I'm going to tell you again, that I-209, it's very expensive. It was very expensive, but it's a really, really nice unit. I've been very happy with it. Sean, let's see. Sean says, not a Jeep owner. Tacoma TRD off-road. Nice, nice. First mods are always tent, wheels, and off-road tire sliders in that order. Yeah, in that order makes total sense to me. You know, it's funny. We didn't do tires and wheels on the Winter Edition, the Altitude, nor did we do it on our Rock Lobster Edition. Or did we do it on the Winter Edition at all? And I know everybody, you know, you need to get a little bit more ground clearance. You need better tires. I don't disagree with that. I don't know. I mean, we don't do a lot of rock crawling per se. We like to do a lot of overlanding. And if you haven't seen, you know, back in 2019, just this past winter was the first time we kind of like vlogged our overland trip, if you will. I wouldn't even call it an overland trip so much. We didn't have our rig. We didn't have anything. I mean, we ended up having to sleep in hotels. Well, honestly, nothing's been panning out for the past 6 months since December. So, first mods, tent, wheels, off-road tires, sliders in that order from Sean. You're very welcome. I am Vega. So babe, what was the first mod? Tell us a little bit more about the first mod on your, well, let me ask you this. What's your favorite mod on your 2016 Jeep Wrangler Black Bear?
Obviously, that's my Sunrider. Ah. I love my Sunrider. And I know you, I know the shaking of the head, and that's because it does leak from time to time. But my big thing with the Jeep was being able to take them freedom panels off and just enjoy the fresh air and the sun. And, you know, it gives you a little bit more of an outdoorsy feel. And I can easily get that now with the Sunrider. You know, I mean, back before I got the Sunrider, I was taking off my freedom panels like once a day. And man, middle of the summer, Texas sun, man, those freedom panels get hot. I don't know how many times my hands got burned from handling those so much, but I just really wanted that open air feeling. And man, that Sunrider is quick, fast. I can be sitting at a stoplight and open that thing up and I am completely content.
Yeah. You know, I have to say, I probably might agree with you, even though I don't care for the Sunrider for soft top. I just don't care for it at all. But I know that you use the crap out of it. And, you know, we've gotten a lot of comments about your Sunrider. People are amazed that it leaks, and people say that, oh, they've never had theirs leak in their life. And, you know, that's great. Maybe some do, maybe some don't. I don't know. Maybe I installed it wrong. I mean, I am Bubba, right? I've been known to do things wrong a time or two. Yeah, it still leaks to this day, guys. Now, I mean, babe, I mean, when you say it leaks though, I mean, how bad is it? I mean, it's really not that bad.
Over time, it's gotten better. In fact, here recently, like over the past year, we've had rain showers and storms that came through. When I got in the Jeep the next day, it was bone dry. There wasn't any leaking at all. So I almost feel like it's not necessarily like an install thing that we did. I think it's more of a, as it settles in, because I don't take it off and put it back on in the winter. You know, it's on there year round. So I feel like it's more of a, you know, when you first put it on, you know, that material has to stretch and it has to relax. And over time, I feel like that happens and it kind of settles in.
So you're saying that it's better now than it was a while back?
Yes, very much so.
Okay. Okay. So on my 2017 Jeep Wrangler Winter Edition, you guys have seen that right here on Bubba's Garage on our YouTube channel. The first mod that I think I made to that vehicle was one of our products. It was the grab handles, right? And honestly, that was like 2 or 3 weeks after the fact too. So that was pretty much my first mod, and you know, it's convenient. I just tell Bobby she needs to rack out some you know, product, and I put it in. So it was easy for me. So that wasn't bad. What about our 1997 Jeep Wrangler TJ, Project TJ? What was the first mod that we did on that?
That one was kind of a bunch of mods all in one. The biggest mod that we did to it was, well, we had to gut it first, and then we actually hand rhino lined it.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it was the rhino lining because when we got it, the first thing we started doing is gutting it. We redid the wheels and stuff like that. But I think you're right. I think the first mod was the largest mod we've ever made to that vehicle. And that's completely gutting the entire interior of the Jeep Wrangler TJ, as well as the dash. We ripped the entire dash off, did all of that, and rhino lined it, and I don't even know if rhino line, Herculine, whatever brand it was, by hand. Yeah, I remember you actually getting sick from that, believe it or not.
I did. I missed about 3 days of work when we did that.
Yeah, note to all of you guys out there that are looking to do some rhino lining or line X-ing or whatever, if you're going to do this kind of stuff, definitely wear a mask. And yeah, just be safe. Bobby did get sick. You keep in mind, we were doing that in the garage for all day long. The garage was ventilated, you know, the whole nine yards. We didn't have to worry about that, but it still got on her. It didn't mean so much, but yeah, she was sick for a few days. So yeah, I think that pretty much covers our first mods. I mean, you guys know, right here in Bubba's Garage, we did a ton of installs, but I believe that was kind of like our first mod. So I want to, you know, if you guys tell us what your first mod is. And next up, I'd love to hear what your worst mod is. Everybody loves talking about their first mod. Everybody loves talking about their best mod. Nobody ever talks about the mod that was the worst. Babe, what was the worst mod that you've ever added to your Jeep Wrangler?
Honestly, the funny thing is I thought I really wanted this mod until I actually put it on my Jeep. And once I put it on, I realized, I don't know how I feel about this, but it's my taillights. I switched out my taillights for some aftermarket taillights, and you call them the Pac-Man taillights because they kind of, they're not full taillights. They're little LED like diamonds that light up whenever you put it in reverse or something like that. I've actually thought about going ahead and changing them back to the original factory taillights, so much so. So that would probably be the one that I would call my worst mod.
Yeah, I think I would agree with you. I mean, I never liked them from day one. I did not want them installed on my Jeep whatsoever. But I seem to recall you were a little bit excited about having those taillights installed on your Jeep. So you say it was the worst today, but you were happy back then, weren't you? Yeah, you were.
And I admitted it when I got it. I was really excited about it. It was something I thought I really wanted, but then it turned out that not exactly what I imagined. So I am admitting it.
Yeah, definitely go check out that video if you guys haven't already. It was a decent install. It was easy. It has the entire resistor and everything with it. But yeah, I just didn't jive with it at all. I really didn't. So, you know, my worst mod on, let's go back to the 2015 Altitude. So the worst mod that I think I installed on that was the first mod that I installed on it. And that was the tire carrier. You know, sometimes when you start installing these products, you think they're great. Everything. I mean, look, I'm not bashing any company by any means. I guess what I'm trying to say is that, you know, how do I say this and be polite? Some freaking stuff is left out of the dadgum documentation. And they don't tell you about it. You can research this stuff on YouTube. You can research this stuff on, all the resellers and all this kind of stuff. But my problem, honestly, was when you open the ORFAB tire carrier, it does not allow you to completely swing 100% open. And that aggravated the crap out of me because I really needed to be able to come all the way open. It was more of a, babe, what was it, like 80%, maybe? 90,
maybe 80 to 90%. Yeah.
And that disappointed me a lot. So that's probably the worst mod that I think I've installed on the 2015 Jeep Wrangler Altitude. Happened to be the first one. So go figure. I am Vega 23. What is your take on wheel spacers? Oh, that's a great question. We actually have been researching some wheel spacers, not by choice. I would prefer not to run them if I don't have to. I'm not going to lie. I don't want to run them if I don't have to, but I'm going to tell you this. We're probably going to get a couple of wheel spacers coming up really soon right here in Bubba's Garage. And it's not for my Jeep. It's not for my Jeep. You know, we got that big Overland rig and we're running the Method Racing wheels on that rig. And my factory wheels and tires from the winter edition will not fit onto that axle, the hubs. It won't mount up. So I'm going to have to get some spacers to have on hand because that rig does not have a spare tire. So I'm kind of in a dilemma there. I really like my wheels on the 2017 winter edition. We were fixing to upgrade the tires to match that of what's on the rig, but we're kind of holding tight a little bit right now because I'm not sure what direction I want to go. I really like the winter edition wheels, but it's just not going to fly with the trailer, and being able to carry that spare tire, it makes it a little bit more complicated. So, I am Vega. I'm not sure if that answers your question or not. If I had a choice, I would prefer not to run wheel spacers if possible. That's just, again, my two thoughts. Corey, my worst mod was a house chimney pipe stack in a bed of mine. You know, I've seen those around like you wouldn't believe. And, you know, Corey, that's definitely something you would definitely do. What a waste of a pickup bed. Honestly, what a waste of a pickup bed. Then again, if you go back to that, I used to be a big truck fan, but trucks don't do you any good because the pickup beds have gotten smaller. They haven't gotten bigger. So, I mean, if that's the case, you might as well get an SUV. And what better SUV to get than a Jeep? And Jeep might be in its own line. Maybe it's not really an SUV. It's like a Jeep. We just call it that. So, babe, I'm going to put you on the spot. You're going to have to guess for a minute, because I've done a lot of mods on the 2017 Jeep Wrangler Winter Edition. I want to see, what do you think is the worst mod that I have installed on that vehicle?
Ooh, it's a hard one. Because, well, what we've installed, we've actually installed for using on our trips. So, and everything seems to have worked out fairly well. So, honestly, it's really hard to answer that question right now.
Practical mods. I mean, so we talked about this earlier. I believe it was Sean brought it up about the ideas and the things that you need to install. It really depends. It's going to be really hard to find my worst mod. I really got to run this through my head a little bit, actually. That's a tough one. Most of the parts and the things that we've installed on the 2017 Jeep Wrangler Winter Edition are been practical mods to serve a purpose. We don't lift it up until we need to lift it up. We don't put new tires on until we need to put new tires on. I'd really like to get some use out of the tires that I put on it. We might need to come back to this one.
Well, I mean, if I had to pick something off the top of my head, not saying it's a bad mod, but more of one of the mods that I feel like could be better would be your side mirror lights, you know, because when you turn them on, they're very directional. You can't, you know, move them around to utilize the lights and different angles and stuff like that. So it's not necessarily the worst mod, but that's something that could have been better.
Yeah, I would agree with that. What Bobby is talking about is the ditch lights. It's the mirror housings that are on the Winter Edition. It has the running lights with the blinkers. We never hooked up the blinkers. We don't use the blinkers. We just use the running lights. But the floodlights, they work out really well, actually. I would agree. They definitely could be better. But I still don't know that it would by any means be my worst mod.
I don't think it's bad mod, you know, so that's not really fair, but I mean, that's probably one of the only mods that I can think of off the top of my head that could have been better. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I might have to come back to that one. I should have been better prepared because I'm not really sure what my worst mod would, you know what? Hold on a minute. I know exactly what it is. Okay. Hold on. So Corey says he agrees the 2019 Ram bed is extremely small. I might as well buy a Jeep and hook up a small utility trailer when needed. Hey, that sounds like Bubba right here from Bubba's Garage. Think about it. You buy a utility trailer. You're talking about a 4x8 utility trailer. You instantly got an 8-foot bed. You only have to grab it when you need it. It's a much more convenient. However, you got to find a way to store it. And right now, my backyard is getting cramped, y'all. I don't know if y'all have seen it, but I got the runaway back there. It's taking up a little bit of space. We haven't moved into the garage. We're kind of working on that galley build. And we got Project 4 Runway, as Shelby would call it. So we got a lot of stuff going on there. And that's one of the hardest things, I think I would say. But I mean, think about it. I mean, I don't use a pickup bed every day. So yeah, I'm okay with that. So back to my worst mud, because I know exactly what it is, and it's not on my Jeep anymore. Figured that one out yet, babe? It is the Vader grill that I installed a while
back. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's no longer on my Jeep. I don't care to put it back on my Jeep. You know, I think those things have their purpose. You know, if you're really trying to create a beast and you want to stand out, but you know, there's something about that authentic Jeep thing. And babe, I know you're running like a Bear grill currently on your Jeep. I mean, are you feel okay with it? Are you ready to change it out? I don't know.
It's kind of grown on me. At first, I kind of had mixed feelings about it because, you know, the way I'm trying to mod out my Jeep, I was afraid it wasn't going to fit very well. I've actually been thinking about recently, this summer, great time, right? Taking it off and painting it and see how that goes.
Yeah, on yours, it doesn't actually look that bad. Guys, take a look at some of the videos on that. Let me know what you think. I'd be really curious. I don't really care for it that much, but I have to admit, hers does look a lot better on her Jeep than it did on mine. And it's different. Keep in mind, we installed the Vader grill on 2017, and I'm not sure exactly, babe, what yours is called, but it's... Yeah, I call it a bear because it looks like a bear with teeth.
It looks like a snarling bear, yeah.
It matches with the whole black bear thing going on, right? I found one I didn't like, and that is the Vader grill. By the way, if you're looking for a Vader grill, definitely reach out to us on our webpage because I still have it. It's in the attic. What was your favorite mod? Now, guys, I mean, I know you guys may or may not have Jeeps out there, but that's okay. Let us know. I'd be really curious. What was your favorite mod that you've ever added to any of your vehicles? Babe, what was your favorite?
Mine was my Sunrider.
Yeah. I figured we'd get that one out of the way. I think I asked you earlier. And I concur with you on that. I think my favorite mod that I've ever made to the 2017 Jeep Wrangler Winter Edition would definitely be the I-209, but it is very, very costly. I think if I had to take that one back out, because we've already talked about it a little bit, honestly, my Jeep's a whole nother Jeep with it. I love it when we're doing our trips and things like that. The navigation system is phenomenal. Running that along with the Gaia setup is phenomenal. But if we just move that one aside for just a minute, I would actually have to say it's my J5. My J5 LED light bar. I say that it's different. I like the running lights. You know, I remote start that thing early in the morning. You got the top running lights and the side marker lights from the mirror housings. It looks good. It's different. It's a wannabe trucker for sure. It's definitely a wannabe trucker. So what would be our favorite mod on TJ? I would have to say the bedliner, which would be the first mod.
Yeah, the bedliner was really good. I would say right up there with it, and it's going to sound weird, but we built the platform for behind the back seat, where when you close the gate, then you can actually put stuff in there and store it and be able to lock the door, because we're running a bikini top. So there's no windows, no way to store something in there without having it open and anybody can reach in and grab it. So I think right up there with the bed liner, that was probably one of my other favorite mods.
Yeah, I think I would agree with you on that. I mean, we've done most of the mods that we've done on the TJ have been primarily geared towards keeping it running good, running better, things like that. We do have some additional modifications that we need to make to the transmission here before too long. We planned on doing that this past winter, but decided to hit the road. So maybe we'll do it this winter because I want to be able to get it out. So I'm not going to break it down and do that transmission right now. So we'll see what happens with that. I think you know, want to go back to worst mods. I think on the 97 TJ, one of the worst mods that we've ever made to that would be the radio.
I agree with that very much so.
Yeah, I mean, I think I tried to overdo it. I put in one of those 7-inch, what do you call it, removable displays for the it's not, I don't even need it. I don't even use it. Probably one of the worst mods I've ever made. Probably should look at ripping that out and putting in something really simple. We don't ever keep a top on it. If something happens, someone breaks into it, then, you know, that's, yeah, yeah. I think that'd be the worst mod for that. So coming up right here on Bubba's Garage, what is your next mod? Because I can tell you, one of the next mods that we're going to be making to the 2017 Jeep Wrangler Winter Edition are going to be comms. We're going to be setting up an entire GRMS communication device on that. We're going to install it. It's going to have a mobile unit as well as an external antenna. We decided really long and hard about whether or not we were going to go with GMRS versus something like CB radio. And I think GMRS is going to work out a lot better for us, especially when we're trying to do a little bit more video recording and things like that on our trips. That is definitely coming up. If that's something you're interested in, definitely keep an eye out on our YouTube channel because, well, that's what's coming next. Bob, baby, what's up? What's your next mod?
My next mod is going to be taking the wheels and tires off from your Jeep and putting them on mine.
that's what you think, huh? Well, you know,
in all seriousness, though, I would like to see about. I would love to put some winter edition wheels on mine and maybe get some beefier tires and stuff like that. So just something not overdone, but, you know, a little bit more than just the stock tires.
You know, I think you might be okay with that. You might be right, because I got to find a solution to running the tires and wheels on the Jeep and the camper the same, you know, and the Runaway. I don't know. I just don't know if I want to go with Method wheels on my Jeep. I like my wheels the way they are, but the factory wheels are just not going to mount up. So, guys, I'd really like to hear what your next mod is going to be. And if you're watching this in the replay, definitely leave some comments below. I'll definitely check that out and be responding. And, guys, keep in mind, we do this show, well, we just started this. We've been doing this for about 4 weeks now. This is our fourth week. So, guys, if you want to be a part of these streams, definitely do me a favor. Subscribe. Hit the notification bell down at the bottom. We do these streams Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Guys, we're going to wrap up this video right here tonight. If you guys like this video, do me a favor. Give me a huge, huge, huge thumbs up. If you really like this video and you want to stick around to find out what happens next right here on Bubba's Garage, please subscribe. And until next time, we'll see you on the flip side. Good night, everybody.
Good night.